Hello, I'm Bonnie Stachowiak with the Educational Leadership Doctoral Program at Concordia University. Stay tuned for Beyond the Cloud and today's topic, Critical Thinking and Problem Solving. Enjoy.
Hello and welcome to Beyond the Cloud, supporting the six C's with educational technology. The six C's are character, citizenship, collaboration, communication, creativity, and critical thinking and problem solving. The problem in society today is that the world is rapidly changing, but the field of education seems to be stuck in the dark ages with the assembly line structured classrooms and the modes of outdated instruction. We ask ourselves, are we preparing our students to succeed in life beyond the classroom? The purpose of this podcast and the six episodes are twofold. We hope to connect theory with practice by providing examples of why the six C's are crucial for student success. Secondly, we hope to provide numerous examples of how easy it is to integrate education technology that accelerates learning and excites the classroom. So sit back, relax, tighten your seatbelts, and enjoy as we take you beyond the cloud.
I was just saying.
Hi, good afternoon, and welcome to Beyond the Cloud and this segment on citizenship. Beyond the Cloud is the show that teaches us how to integrate educational technology using the six C's. Today, I'm joined with Mariah Mayer, and we'll be talking about citizenship. How are you doing today, Mariah?
I'm doing great, thank you. How about you?
It's Friday, so TGIF. Thank yes. God it's Friday. So, you know, with citizenship, I also have other words that are associated that come to mind when I think of citizenship. One of those words being trustworthiness or being able to act when no one's watching. So first off, Mariah, can you kind of describe or explain or give us your definition? What is citizenship? What is it?
Absolutely. And I'm sure we all have our own definition of citizenship, but since we're so heavily depending on Michael Fullenstedt, read what he has to say. He says it's global perspective. It's understanding of diverse values and worldviews. It's a genuine interest in human and environmental sustainability. It's solving ambiguous, complex, and authentic problems. So since there are so many different values and things like that, I would kind of like to just focus on trust. And a skill that I talk about and teach is be trusted. Do the right thing, even when no one is watching. I even use a quote, live in such a way that if somebody spoke badly of you, no one would believe it.
And that's great. And so with that said, how do you teach citizenship?
There's a short story I tell my students, and it's actually a true story. It's called Never Trade Your Morals for Your Goals. People who compromise what they believe in to satisfy their goals wind up dissatisfied with their accomplishments. If you do not believe yourself to be moral or trustworthy, satisfaction or happiness is unattainable. A few years back, a student at Yale was expelled. His transgression was that he had faked all the documents in his application, his grades, his letter of recommendation, his activities. His fake application looked so good that Yale admitted him. The student actually did well in his classes and was near graduation. How did he get caught? And I would often pause and we would talk about it and kind of predict. Remember part of that critical thinking piece, we said pause and predict. So I would ask them to predict, and I'm going to continue now with the story. He confessed. He simply could not keep quiet about his fake application, even though his real coursework was about to get him a degree. The fact that his achievement would always be predicated on a lie made it no achievement at all. Being happy and being trustworthy go together. People who feel they lack morals or they feel like they cannot be trusted report they are half as likely to feel happy compared to those who feel they are moral or trustworthy. So that would just be a short story I would share.
And thank you. You know, I'd like to know two more things. I'd like to know if you were to, you know, give a speech on citizenship, what would you say about citizenship? And the second part of that, what do your students think about citizenship? I wanted to give you those
next subjects, because we're going to be addressing those when we come back from this commercial break. So we'll be back with more Beyond the Cloud right after this commercial break.
Let me present to you the greatest tool of our generation, the internet. It's the trendsetters, the music listeners, the news informers. It's the game players, the Facebook likers, and the matchmakers. And it's all at the touch of a button. But we've ruined it. With fake accounts, spam emails, illegally downloading music, and bullying a kid that's 1,000 miles away because you think it's funny. This is wrong. Show us that citizenship exists in real life and online.
And we're back. In case you just joined us, my name is Jonathan Wright, and I've been talking with Mariah Mayer about citizenship, one of the 6 C's that we use to integrate technology into our educational lesson plans. So, Mariah, could you tell us, if you were to prepare a speech, what would you say about citizenship?
All right. I hope you're ready for this. I love to give speeches on Mondays. Everybody doesn't like Mondays, but I kind of use it as an opportunity to encourage students and motivate them. So I would say something like this. How many of you are tired of people telling you what to do? How many of you would like to stop your parents from telling you what to do? Who is ready to move on to the next level? Who would like to not just have a boss, but be the boss? This year, I'm going to show you how. I'm going to help you silence the nagging adults forever. Are you ready for this? Mm-hmm. How many of you already know what you need to do before school? How many of you know what you need to do after school? Do you really need to be reminded to brush your teeth, clean your room, do your chores, and finish your homework? Of course not. Congratulations. You have now graduated to the next level. This level does not include you ever needing to be reminded of what to do, because you know what to do. And your new goal is to get it done before any adult asks you to. If you want to be the future CEO, boss, or manager, the first person you need to control is yourself. Now, I have to tell you, at first, your parents may think they are daydreaming. They may still see you as a little child. But through your continual commitment to do what you know you need to do, you will cause them to finally stop nagging you. This may surprise you, but many people never learn what I'm about to teach you. Many adults spend their lives constantly being told what to do. They try to get away with things they know they shouldn't. It takes a police car to slow them down. While this may sound exciting, I do not want to be the type of person that continually needs babysitting, and I know you don't want to either. You know, I love to go to Yogurtland, but I have to tell you, I would not want to work there. Did you know there are 4 cameras just over the cash register? Why do you think they need to constantly be filmed? And then I would often allow for student responses. You are right. If your boss must film your every move, it most likely means they do not trust you enough to do the right thing. Have you ever noticed what happens when a teacher leaves the room or is not directly standing over a student? You're right. Many students have to constantly be babysat in order to do the right thing. But that is only because they have never learned that things can be different. A class does not need to be afraid in order to behave. This past summer, I went to Africa, and I was impressed to witness over 500 students quietly listening to me as I ran their assembly. They stood in the dirt, face forward, and did not speak unless directed to. My disbelief, though, quickly diminished when I realized why they were so attentive. Next to all the students was a teacher who carried a large stick. If any student appeared to be misbehaving in any way, they would be hit on the head. When I expressed my concern, I was told students needed to be treated this way in order to behave. I then said, well, you haven't been to my classroom. My students do not need to be hit, yelled at, or even be afraid to do what they need to do. In my class, I am not the one who manages my student behavior, but rather it is my own students who manage themselves. I do not know what you will be in the future. I don't even know if your future job has ever or even been invented yet. But what I do know is, if you want to be hired one day, get into a good college, or be the future boss of your company, you need to apply what I call the skills of independence. You need to be a self or someone who does what they know they need to do before anyone tells them. You need to be trusted and do the right thing, even if no one is looking. If you're ready to move to the next level, today is the day. From now on, I will treat you as if you are a college student. How many of you are ready for that? Typically, all hands go up. Then I begin again. Well, you are now a college student. You need to understand what every professor expects. When you come into a class, you will no longer need to be told what you need to do. You will simply read the objective and the objective agenda. These two things will let you know what we will be learning and in the order we'll be doing things. A college student is not only in their seat before the bell rings, but they are writing down their goal for the day, recording their homework in their planner, and turning to the right page in their textbook, if that's what the agenda states. A college student comes in quietly and begins working without anyone telling them what they need to do. How many of you are ready to move to the next level? And in that case, then we'd have a discussion about what they think about what I just said.
That's interesting. You know, I would be interested to know what your students think about this. So when we come back after this commercial break, I'd like to know a little bit more about how the students feel about this, okay? We'll be back with more right after this commercial break.
Let me present to you the greatest tool of our generation, the internet. It's the trendsetters, the music listeners, the news informers. It's the game players, the Facebook likers, and the matchmakers. And it's all at the touch of a button. But we've ruined it. With fake accounts, spam emails, illegally downloading music, and bullying a kid that's 1,000 miles away because you think it's funny. This is wrong. Show us that citizenship exists in real life and online.
And we're back. Welcome back to Beyond the Cloud. And we're here with Mariah Mayer, and she's telling us about her students and how she talks to them and how she introduces the concepts of trustworthiness and citizenship. What do your students think about this?
You know, they actually write me letters and come back and tell me. So I've got 3 different examples. I'm going to tell you how they use it at school, how they use it at home, and I even had a student that returned years later and told me how she used it. So I'm going to start with how they use it at school. Shay says, I always tell the truth. I take full responsibility for my actions. If I do get something out, I put it away before getting something else out. Ryan says, I can sit near my friends without talking or even whispering. Grace says, when a teacher leaves the room, I stay on task. At home, Cora and Zoe say, first Cora says, when my parents need to go to the store, they trust me to go to the store. They trust me to watch my siblings and to do the right thing. Zoe says, I use the skills at home by listening to my parents. And then one last one, Michaela, who came back 3 years later, said, now that I've graduated from 8th grade, I look back and realize that these skills have played a significant role in my life and have helped me to be prepared in my time at school and at home. If it wasn't for these reminders that I learned in the early years of my life, I would not be as successful as I am today. I am really pleased with the results of following these skills. I was able to keep a 4.0 GPA all 3 years in middle school and received multiple awards for this. At the end of 8th grade, I was awarded with a plaque for my fantastic achievement in English. Now that I am done with middle school, I want to take these skills with me through high school and college. My goals that I set forth for my future are to achieve an athletic scholarship to a college like Berkeley, Stanford, or Northwestern. If I succeed, then I plan to major in biology and attend medical school to fulfill my dream of becoming a pediatrician or emergency room doctor. I have great confidence in myself to achieve these goals because I have the skills of independence that will help me to be successful in life.
Wow. Thank you for sharing, Mariah. And as we draw to the close of another episode of Beyond the Cloud, I would like to ask, is there anything that you'd like to say in closing?
I just want to quote one thing from philosopher Goethe, who says, look at a man the way that he is, and he only becomes worse. But look at him as if he were what he could be. Then he becomes what he should be. Thank you, Jonathan, for giving me this opportunity.
And thank you, too, Mariah. You've been listening to Beyond the Cloud and this episode of Citizenship. Until we meet again, I hope to see you beyond the cloud.
I hope you have enjoyed this podcast produced by educational leadership doctoral students from Concordia University. Be sure to tune in next time for the episode on collaboration. Have a great day and we'll see you beyond the cloud.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.